Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
'Tis the season to shine with H&M. Discover the holiday collection and find fashionable pieces for your wardrobe or for under the tree. Get inspired and dazzle with this year's glam. From tuxedo styles, bow detailed pieces, impressive prints, and more. From unforgettable looks to unforgettable gifts. With fashion finds to home decor, find it all at H&M. Treat your loved ones and yourself this season. Shop in-store or at hm.com.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel app. Did you know the app can help you forecast more than just the weather? With allergy tracking and flu risk mapping. So you know when to stay inside and load up on podcasts. As well as air quality and UV indexing. So you know when to get outside, load up on sunscreen, and podcast. Forecast more of what you love with the Weather Channel app.
A Big Spark Studios original.
It's Easter-y. Do we even know when Easter is? Is this going to be like another Grammys snafu or Oscars snafu?
It'll be the opposite.
Yeah, it came out like after the Oscars. We were like made predictions.
Oh my God, we were like, well, f this. Well,
Hey, everybody. What's up? I almost did my intro to my YouTube channel. Hey, guys. Welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, the podcast that is just off to the races. Today, I am so excited. If you're watching, you can see. And if not, you just know that Andrew Lau is back on the podcast.
Hello. I have returned.
And it is so exciting. He is here in Delaware for the week. And we've just been kicking it. And I figured I have to do a podcast episode. Yeah, exactly. So we are, as you can see by the title, doing a giant Easter candy taste test. I tried to find things that weren't really, you know,
typical.
Like typical, you know, yeah. Or just like that
basic.
Like a crunch bar, but in the shape of a bunny. Like it still tastes the same. However, before we get into the episode, I want to be sure to remind you guys to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens wherever you get your podcasts and rate and review each episode after you listen to them. Be sure to check out Andrew Lau. It's just A-N-D-R-E-W-L-O-W-E.
Yes, please.
Anywhere. And we're going to leave a shout out down below if you want to donate to. I honestly forgot to pick it because Andrew and I have been having so much fun in Delaware.
Oh my God, we've been having just a ball.
A ball and a bong. Yeah, so I feel like let's just get into it.
Let's get into it.
We went to Wegmans today. Well, how are you enjoying Delaware?
I am loving Delaware. I've never been here before.
You can be honest if you don't like it.
No, I like it. It does smell a little weird, but...
Bitch, we live next to the mushroom capital of the world. Like, of course it smells weird.
But not in a bad way. Just in a weird way. Chris's house is gorgeous. I missed Booger so much. Aww. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah. I'm just happy to be here. Thank you.
I do think my hairline's receding. But that has nothing to do with
it. All the conversation that has been had this week has been about Andrew's conspiracy of the receding hairline.
There's chunks missing. Like
chunks? Andrew, there are not chunks.
Does the carpet match the drapes?
Does the carpet match the drapes?
Are you balding on your pubes as well?
I don't think so, but now I feel like I need to check.
Girl, you need to take a deep breath. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
Okay.
Honestly, I would never notice that you were losing hair, and I don't think you are. I just think you're self-critical.
You can literally see my scalp, but like whatever.
Why do you think I'm wearing a beanie?
Well, you're bald. It's different.
Oh my God. Yeah. Cause you just like scalped me. You were like, no wonder I'm experiencing hair loss. God damn. Alrighty. We have like a solid assortment of things around us.
And we had a lot.
Yeah. Easter candy. Sorry guys. ADHD. There's too much ADHD in this episode today.
We also didn't eat breakfast. So like our tummies are prepped.
Well, I ate at 2 a.m., so I kind of ate breakfast.
True. Also, that's not true. I had a protein bar.
You're crazy. Okay, we got a bunch of stuff that I feel like either I've never had or seemed off the beaten path.
We went to Wegmans, which is an East Coast grocery.
Slay, the house boots down ad read for Wegmans. Wegmans. Eat right, live good. So yeah, we got anything from vanilla cream eggs to edible Easter grass to very interesting Peeps flavors.
I'm excited about the edible Easter grass.
And also we found like really crazy jelly beans, like a Dunkin' Donuts Easter jelly beans, like
crazy
Cadbury mini eggs, Swedish fish Easter jelly beans. So we've got a lot to get into. Like, which one should you want to start with? The Cadbury cream egg? These I've had.
Girl, we know what these are.
What are these? I've never heard of them. Okay, so here, wait, can you hold my mic while I unwrap?
Yes.
Thank you so much. So the first thing we're going to do is a classic, and I honestly just wanted to use this podcast episode as an excuse to get them, which are Cadbury cream eggs. And these, to me, are like a tradition beyond traditions. They are milk chocolate eggs with soft fondant centers.
Wow. I remember one time Chris bought a bunch of these because he like stole them.
Okay, no. They were on Easter clearance and there was a whole bin that said 99 cents. Or no, it said like 50 cents or something ridiculous.
You took the whole bin instead of
I took the whole box and was like, perfect. It's like 50 cents or whatever for this whole box. So I do self-checkout and I scan
the box
and it was like 50 cents. So like I didn't steal. I just want to write my
anyways name. He bought a bunch, then he went out of town, then I ate them all. Then he was coming back in town, so I needed to replace them. But Easter had passed and they were already out of sale and I was freaking out and they were so expensive. I was like, oh my God, he really spent like $100 on this box. So I went to like multiple stores trying to find them. And then he came back and was like, I don't want them.
I was like, no, I was hoping you'd eat them. Like, I can't eat all these myself. Alrighty, so.
For some ASMR.
Is that good for people?
Did you guys like that?
Alrighty, here we go.
Cheers.
Cheers. Mm. These, well, they're so much sugar.
Whoa, that is sugar.
I always do the whole thing.
You eat the whole egg in your mouth?
100% every time.
No, you got to look at like the little center and then maybe go.
I like to suck it out.
Okay, yeah. We all know there's no joke need to be made. It was loud and clear. Honestly, though, with how much sugar they have, they're still fucking phenomenal.
This would be so good in coffee.
Oh my God. Or like on the top of a cake. You know, like you're eating a slice of cake. Anyways, I could really go on a Cadbury egg fantasy.
Sorry.
Sorry, Andrew said he's busy sucking. This whole podcast is going to get deleted.
So sorry.
Do those ones have a flavor?
Chocolate?
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know what the flavor is. It's like sugar flavored.
What does Cadbury mean? Is that a person?
Cadbury is a chocolate brand. It's like an English chocolate brand, you freak.
Oh, okay.
Jesus Christ. Hold on, I'm going to pause it. Alrighty, we are back. And we have the Stuffle. No, Jesus Christ. The Russell Stover Nest. It's coconut covered in milk chocolate. I'm not really a coconut person. But I can guarantee that I've never had this before.
Rover, Rover, send Stuffle right over.
No, it's Russell Stuffle. Stuffle. Rover. Sorry, my stupidity. Oh, shit. Alrighty.
Wait, this looks delicious. It looks like a nasty crunch bar. Oh, okay. Let's fight about it.
Maybe I will.
Oh, wait.
Oh, wait.
I kind of like it. You kind of don't.
It's good. It tastes like an almond joy.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to think of whatever that was. Yeah, it's not bad. I just probably would never seek this out.
It tastes like something my mom would get.
Your mom would
have
make?
You ever been to like the Russell Stover's factories?
No.
No?
No.
Oh my God. That was like a staple of like our childhood road trips. Really? I think it was like on the way to Alabama. So yeah, they have like whole factories.
Oh my God.
You can go in and get like, it's like where they make the chocolate.
You can go in and get a chocolate covered coconut nest.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Oh, what are we going to give that?
Rating.
Cadbury, I'm going to give 5 bunny hops out of 5.
Five out of 5?
Or 5 rising Jesuses out of 5.
Should we do 10?
Okay, there's 10.
Or do you just 12, want to do 5?
12 disciples. Easter. The real meaning of Easter.
No.
No.
That's confusing. Wait, what is the real meaning of Easter? It's when he came back, right?
We should be put down.
Died on Christmas, came back today.
No, he was born on Christmas. He died on Easter, Barbie.
He died on Easter?
No, he died on Palm Friday and then rose 3 days later on Easter. Ta-da.
Right.
I have had that shit ingrained into my brain.
Shouts out to Jesus.
This has been the most chaotic. This has been so insanely chaotic, guys. It's like, what the fuck? Okay, we'll just do it out of 5 bunnies.
What?
This is like literally the blind leading the blind, and we need Jesus to come back to heal us.
Oh my gosh. This is fun because we're doing like Easter. My grandpa died yesterday, and now it's like he is risen.
Oh my God, the mental illness in this room is crazy.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry. I just don't, honestly, I don't know what to say.
That's
I'm
fair.
Usually pretty good at responding, and I have not a clue of what to respond with. Okay, that coconut nest, back on topic. I'm going to give like a 2.5 Easter, whatever the rating scale is.
2.5? For that?
Yeah,
I'd give it a 3. 3 out of 5.
You're giving it a 3 out of 5?
I will say, I think I liked this one better than the Cadbury, because the Cadbury is, it's like a little too much.
Drop dead and rise 3 days later.
I need a little crunch. A little carb.
A little... Oh my God, this one has so many carbs, I feel. Just...
I need a little slow-burning carb.
Got it. Okay, so we're going to differ on all of these, I feel. Next up, we have literally something that Andrew found and I have never even heard of in my life.
But looks fun.
It looks like something. Gummy bunny ice cream gummy candy. It comes in chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. And when I tell you, I am nervous.
This packaging?
The packaging is insane. It's like the lid is held on. It's like a to-go Froyo
yeah.
container that's been taped on with like scotch tape. Wow. These look absolutely ghastly.
Gummy bunny?
Like, they're like little bunny.
Oh
they look awful.
Do you want strawberry, vanilla, or chocolate? The chocolate flavor is actually horrid.
Wait, where do they say the flavors?
No. On the front, it says chocolate, vanilla. I'm going to assume that the white one is vanilla.
Ew.
Do you want the chocolate or strawberry?
Maybe strawberry.
Okay, I'll try the vanilla and chocolate. Cause
oh, the strawberry one is the cutest.
Why don't you date it? Remember like when you were younger and you used to be like, oh, I like that. Well, why don't you marry it? All right.
Wait, no. Oh my God, are you kidding me? Like, that's cute.
Dude. Oh, I see. I wonder if it's actually going to taste like ice cream or just look like.
Oh my God, the smell smells like.
It
like
smells like shampoo.
Vanilla pudding. Oh.
Like kid shampoo.
I just put the whole thing in. Oh my God. Ooh.
Wait, it's you like, had chocolate?
I took vanilla. I'm going to try chocolate next. I got vanilla and it is like the weirdest. Oh my God, I actually don't think I like it, but I can't stop chewing up. Like, I hate it. Oh my God, the next thing I'm gonna...
Come on.
Pause.
Stand by. yeah.
That one was not good.
That one was awful.
I loved the smell, though. Like, would bathe in it.
Smell the chocolate. Ugh. I'm going to try it because I'm brave. Okay, honestly, no.
Really?
No. The chocolate tasted better than the vanilla. They were all still zeros.
Awful.
If you get the gummy bunny ice cream gummy candy, you've been warned. Yeah, that gets a zero from me.
That gets, yeah, zero. I like love the smell, though. It, like, really made me feel like I was a kid.
All right, next up, and I just got these because they were, like, sort of an iconic one. We have the Lindt chocolate bunnies, but they're mini because I wasn't going to waste a full...
Because we're skinny,
exactly. These are milk chocolate Lindt gold bunnies. Oh, I like the container. It's like a very...
Wait, are they split? Break it, tear them apart.
Oh, probably. No, it doesn't because the bottom is all one.
No.
Be free, bunny. Okay, here you go.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. It's like a 3D bunny. It's not flat.
Yeah, girl.
Oh, well, a lot of them are flat. I don't know.
Oh, on the back.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, what Easter chocolate bunnies have you been getting? Okay. Lindt chocolate is really good.
Oh, my gosh. She's so cute.
She's so smooth. She just got, like, laser hair removal.
Wait, let's make them kiss. Oh, my God. It's like those little TikTok videos. What are they called?
Oh, my God. Oh, I know exactly which ones. They're, like, the ones that just, like, scream you're like, mentally ill. All right, yeah. Let's try it.
Oh,
no, bite into like its neck.
Oh,
no, like enjoy. Oh my God, that.
Oh my God. Look, Chris.
Those.
Oh my God.
Wow. The Lindt chocolate, 5 out of 5. Now that's chocolate, bitch.
That's pretty good.
I took a bite and it was like biting into a pillow, like a cloud. It is hollow.
It is hollow. Which they should say. Like
they do because it's not solid.
What?
Yeah, I don't know, girl. Okay, I feel like we should have wine or something.
Shall we?
Do you want it? No. This is already dysfunctional.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
This is Andrew, the wine mom on Facebook.
I'm not the... Well, okay.
Let's do another Russell Stover. This is the maple cream egg.
Okay.
I have kind of high hopes for this one. But then again, do I? Do you want to have?
Wait, maple cream?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that sounds good.
Yeah. Right? Oh my God. And it has like a marshmallow in the center.
Oh my gosh. Wait, cheers. Did we show the cam?
No. It's pretty hard to see.
Okay.
I like that you guys are slicing it with a knife. That seems like a classy way to eat.
Yeah, I can eat the whole... Oh my God. Ew.
What the fuck is this? Sorry to cut you off.
Hate. Big hate. So much hate.
Awful. I mean, it wasn't like... That was like a one.
Yeah, that wasn't like...
Wasn't a zero.
No, it wasn't a full zero, but it certainly was not a one. Just also be careful you're not dropping chocolate. Okay. Did you?
I don't think so. What's that? Good.
Hold on. Pause.
Bowels.
All right. We are back. We just had a minor cleanup. But the next thing we have is, you know, like the Easter grass that comes in baskets? It's edible. And it's flavored. This is strawberry Easter grass imported from Germany. So really enjoy. Wow. And also this whole bag is 100 calories. How?
Oh my gosh. Wait, that's very skinty.
No, skinty. I feel like it should be like 10 calories.
The whole bag, 100?
Yeah.
All right, it's like
air.
Oh, is it just like potato starch? I thought it was going to be like gummy.
Here.
Oh my gosh.
Honestly, I don't know why they just didn't put like that Big League Chew in and say that was Easter grass. Because that shit looks like Easter grass.
So true.
All right.
Wow,
here we go.
This is crazy. They're getting so inventive.
They really are, because the last thing we needed was to be able to eat our Easter grass.
They're running out of ideas.
My mouth is so dry.
That is paper.
If you ever spill or have a mess, throw this on it. It will absorb all the moisture out of the room.
But it's kind of good. It's like strawberry.
It's kind of good.
Oh my god, it is.
Besides the fact that it like literally gives me instant cotton mouth.
It is like eating a sponge.
It is like truly eating a sponge, but there's like, you know those wafer cookies that have like
exactly.
This...
It's like yes. The wafer.
Uh-huh. Those rectangles with like the waffle texture on the top. Tastes like those, but like if someone was explaining to you what those taste like.
It kind of tastes like you just cut up a bunch of strawberries on a cutting board and then you took a sponge and wiped it up and then ate the sponge.
That is so accurate. Wow. Okay. I'm honestly going to give this like... I'm going to give the edible grass like a 3.5.
Yeah, it's like paper, but it's good. 3.5.
Yeah. Like, because 4 would mean that like I might actually consider reaching for it. Like, this is kind of insane just to eat.
But it is like if I was on Cake Boss or whatever, like I'd have some fun with that.
No, I mean, I'm not on Cake Boss and I'm ready to have some fun with it. But yeah, I don't know. This is interesting. What do you give it?
A 3.
A 3?
Out of 5.
Ooh. Just like the rest. I want to get into the Dunkin' Donut jelly beans.
Let's try it,
girl. Iced coffee flavored jelly beans. There's toasted coconut, butter pecan, caramel latte, French vanilla, and hazelnut.
Ooh. Sound disgusting.
No, this sounds... Oh my god, smell it. This is like a buttered Jelly Belly, but with like...
That is like the worst candle at TJ Maxx.
This isn't TJ Maxx, honey. This is Bath and Body Works. Are you kidding? This is like what Bath and Body Works, like brown sugar candle smells like.
That's right. Like their Walmart line.
Okay, I want to know what the random orange... Oh, caramel latte?
Ew.
Ew, why is it orange? Okay, here, I'm going to give you a select few. And we're going to... Okay, I'm going to give you different ones.
Oh my god, they are really pretty though.
No, the tones are gorgeous.
Like using these, they look like little rocks.
They are little rocks.
These in like a little pot with some moss.
All right, let's try... Girl... Let's try the dark brown one together.
They're gorgeous. Okay, cheers.
All right, this is, I think, toasted coconut. Not awful. But also, was that hazelnut?
I don't know what it was.
All right, let's do the butter pecan, which is the yellow.
The yellow? Okay.
This I am just expecting to be straight up butter popcorn.
Yeah. It tastes the same.
It really does taste so similar. Let's do French vanilla.
Okay.
I don't understand jelly beans.
Ew.
No. That one's getting spit out.
Ew. I don't like that.
I'll join you in solidarity, even though I didn't mind it. Let's do caramel.
Okay. Are we going to rate these as a...
As a whole.
A whole package? Just... Okay.
That one, honestly, I think they forgot the flavoring.
Yeah, wait. That doesn't taste like anything.
That tasted like literally nothing. And then the last kidney bean we are using, the hazelnut literally looks like a pinto bean. A
Skims panty.
A Skims panty?
Oh
my God.
What the f***?
Oh my God. Like three chews of that, I was done. Oh my God, that one was hazelnut, and that... Honestly, was worse than all 4 of those combined. Yeah. Sorry. This is like, we're really brave over here.
We're so brave.
Oh my God. Eating those after real coffee or eating those and then drinking an actual cup of black coffee.
Is it good?
Kind of a slave.
I bet.
I'm going to give these like a 1.5. And most of that score is on the inventiveness of Dunkin' doing jelly beans.
So do you think Dunkin' made these, or do you think...
No, I still think, like, Jelly Belly made them as a... Frankfurt. I don't know what that means. It's distributed by Frankfurt Candy, so... I don't know. What are you giving them?
Nothing.
0?
I'm giving them a pass.
So you're... They're good?
No.
I'm confused.
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know either.
I'm not going to make a restraining order.
I'm not getting a restraining order on this bag of jelly beans, guys.
They get a pass.
All right, we're going to do the chocolate carrots from Lindt. They come in this cute little package. Look at that little gold bunny over here. Just like,
oh my God, do you remember those like packages? They were like lifesavers, the little boxes, and you'd open them up. They had like little stories inside. They were like boxes like this, but they were lifesavers and they had like a flap. You would open the flap.
Oh
my God, these are so wild. They have like a little umbrella hook.
Oh my God.
And it's like plastic.
To hang on like a Christmas tree?
To what hang is this on, for? No, this is Easter, not Christmas.
The Easter basket.
Oh, to hang on your Easter basket.
Oh my God,
basket,
hang on the
maybe.
Easter basket. Oh my God.
Okay, so here we go. Oh, you really don't even need to. Oh, wait. Oh my God. What? Wait. It's literally just like,
oh, it's a handle to eat it.
Yeah, it's like a chocolate cone. Oh, so I guess your fingers don't get melty. What an awful use of plastic.
Oh my gosh.
But cheers.
The Easter butt plug.
The Easter butt plug.
Not the Easter butt plug. Oh wow.
How's it going?
The hazelnut in there. Mm. Don't comment on how inappropriate this looks, Samantha. I heard you whispering.
This is so good.
Yeah, that honestly is like a 4.5 out of 5. It is a little too chocolatey, but
my stomach is like, what are we doing?
No, my stomach is definitely like, girl, you're on your own. Speaking of our stomach's response to what we're eating, we are just going to dive right into the next one, which really is something that I feel like would have been invented on this podcast. But it wouldn't be Easter without Peeps. However, these are hot tamale Peeps. Yeah, right. They are the color of flaming hot Cheetos.
Are hot tamales mints or candy?
They're like a soft candy. They're like, you know those, what are those? Mike and Ike's?
Yeah.
They're like that, but spicy. They're like red hot mixed with Mike and Ike's.
I was going to say, I should keep these in my car for when someone asks for a mint. I give them a hot tamale Peep.
You should leave this in your car in case someone robs it so that they're like, Jesus. Ugh, this is... I used to be obsessed with Peeps, but then, like, I would literally have my grandma make a pillow in the shape of a Peep. Here, I'm going to give you half of this. If you think I'm eating the whole thing, you're on. But I used to be obsessed, and then I, like, had too many of them. Honestly, it smells like cinnamon. The inside's a little pink. This, I think, honestly, might be good. This on a graham cracker would go insane. All right, 3, 2, 1.
As a chaser to a shot of Fireball.
Honestly, I'm not going to lie. I think I like this better than Peeps.
Wait, it's pretty good.
It's actually, I was like getting into the story of before I ate that, of how I used to be obsessed with Peeps and then ate too many of them. And then I could not even, like, even looking at them is still like a little hard. That was like enjoyable.
Artificial cinnamon is such a weird flavor. Like,
insane.
I would not sprinkle that on my oatmeal. Like, it's just not cinnamon.
Well, I might.
You might?
On cinnamon? Are you listening to the Peep?
Yeah, why is it making noises? It's, like, really loud.
It is making noises! Andrew, how did you hear that? Not a reaction. Welcome to ASAP Science. Alrighty. Jesus Christ, I feel...
Ill.
The next thing we're gonna.
So is Peeps the number one now?
For the Peeps, I'm honestly, I think I might rate those like a 5.
I'm gonna give them a 4.5.
I'll do a 4.5. 5 felt a little strong.
5 was crazy, girl.
5 was crazy, but those really shocked me.
They weren't bad. They like melt in your mouth. Like they go by quick.
And also, I think some of the cinnamon, like, took away a lot of the overt sweetness.
And I think it really freshened my breath.
I eat Peeps and it cleared my acne. Now, before we carry on with the rest of the episode, I want to thank today's sponsor, which is Dadgrass. Dadgrass has supported not only my channel, but this podcast a lot, and I am forever grateful. If you don't know, Dadgrass is legal, organic, smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. They're 100% organic pre-rolled joints are very low in THC and high in CBD, so you can enjoy the effects of CBD while keeping a clear head. If you are looking for the toque without the smoke, Dadgrass also has CBD gummies made with the same high quality hemp, and they are easy to dose and the effects come on smooth. I love CBD right in the morning when I wake up to combat my morning anxiety, but also during the workday so that I am not overthinking or in my head too much, but I'm not stoned. Now, of course, all Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 21 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. And right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/unhinged. Chill out without getting stoned at dadgrass.com/unhinged for 20% off your first order. Whether you're looking for a new buzz or a chill way to enjoy an old favorite, Dadgrass will leave you in a euphoric mood. Again, that is dadgrass.com/unhinged. Let's get back to the episode.
Introducing Royal Caribbean's newest ship, Icon of the Seas, the ultimate family vacation. The ultimate six slides, eight neighborhoods, zero compromise vacation. The ultimate never done that, can't wait to do it vacation. The ultimate chillin' by a different pool every day of the week vacation. This is the icon of vacations. Icon of the Seas. Arriving in 2024. Book today. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry Bahamas.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Selling a little or a lot? Do your thing however you cha-ching with Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/offer23.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Some things are just better together. Like party playlists and Friday nights, campfires and ghost stories, peanut butter and chocolate. And Reese's Cups are the perfect combination of creamy peanut butter and delicious milk chocolate. So, when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Buy Reese's today wherever candy is sold.
Maruchan superfans are everywhere. From the busy moms who want to deliver maximum flavor in a flash to dorm room diners who want to put some slurp in their step. There are a ton of copycats you could use, but if you want to bless your bowl, there's only one true Maruchan. Whether you choose instant lunch, ramen bowls, yakisoba, or restaurant quality gold, Maruchan is the only ramen worth obsessing over. Smiles for all. Maruchan. See what all the ramen hype is about at maruchan.com.
All right. Next up, we have Swedish fish jelly beans. I don't know why Easter, like why jelly beans, one, are a thing, and then two, at Easter, that's like...
I think because you put them in the eggs, and then you like shake them.
Oh, they're, that's...
like little musical instruments.
They're little maracas. You're so sleepy for that.
Oh my God, you should do an Easter egg hunt. With booger.
With dog treats in them?
Oh my God, yeah.
Wait.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, that sounds phenomenal.
And you're... All
right, here we go. I love Swedish fish, so I've got a lot of pressure on these.
Just what they look like.
Oh, bitch. Wait, these are... Oh, my God. They're a little too...
What?
I got a lot of sugar.
Mm. It is sugar.
These are really good. Oh, my God. It's 48% of your daily sugar.
Yeah.
We're going to have to...
We are just eating sugar.
No, this is just... Yeah, we might as well just have a tub of literal granulated sugar. I'm going to give these a 4.5 as well.
I'm giving those a 5.
Really?
I mean, they're delicious. They taste like Swedish fish, but with less, like... They're easier to bite into. It's like less work than a real Swedish fish, you know?
Normal Swedish fish are not a lot of work.
Maybe mine are always stale. I don't know.
Okay. Okay, now you're good. These just taste like even sweeter Swedish fish. I'll give them like a 4.75 because I would actually maybe buy those, like, if I were in the store.
Why does it say, what's this?
Because the Swedish fish is saying that to the jelly bean. Because it's like, what is that? And then the jelly bean's like, we're the same.
Oh, I thought it was like a pun on like, never mind.
Okay, thank you. Next up, we are going to try another thing in the jelly bean department, and these are Big Chewy Nerds jelly beans. I
love a little wrinkly candy.
It does look like a, like, to all the, to the five boys or to the five like male species watching, this is like what a ball sack looks like after you've been in the bath for like 20 minutes. Look at it. It's like all wrinkly and...
Is that what they look like? I guess I haven't been taking a bath in a while.
Okay.
My balls don't look like that. Maybe like inside of the ball sack. Like if you like unopened it and like looked at the...
If I unopened it?
Or opened it up.
I'm going to unopen my ball. I'm sorry, girl. That is a ball sack. That is a ball.
Wait, you got a double one.
That is a sack of balls. Do you have a color preference? There's orange, pink,
I don't
yellow,
see
and purple. Okay, Sutton struck. Okay, here, I'm going to give you orange, and I'm going to also take orange.
Why? What do you think that's why?
Because, I don't know. I
just what are you trying to say about me?
Nothing.
Okay, let's try. Oh. Ow, wait, it's hard. Is it soft in the middle?
Are you okay? Whoa, these are five.
Those are really good.
Those are fives. I think those are better than the Swedish fish ones.
I want to try a different flavor.
I don't, because I don't want it to get ruined.
Is it similar to those, the gummy clusters?
The gummy clusters?
No. Those are better.
No, those, the nerds like balls. Mm-hmm. No, those are way better. The nerds like gummy balls that have nerds coated on the outside, those are way better than this. But yes, these, yes. I think, are the best one we've had today.
It's pretty good. It just tastes like nerds to me.
Yeah, which is why I love it. But it's like chewier nerds. Anyways, we're getting a little too. I don't want to try anymore. I feel so sick.
We have what, five more?
We have one, two, six. Three, four, five, six more. We got this. I don't know how, but we're going to get this.
Next up,
we have another set of peeps, but this time, party cake. Because nothing says Jesus has risen like party cake peeps.
What color is your tongue?
My tongue is red and orange dye number 7.
My tongue is hashtag FF143C.
And that was a joke for all of our Photoshop girls out there. Oh my God, these look what I imagine like cholera looking like.
Oh my God, these peeps have like a disease.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to give you a little one.
Oh my gosh, they literally have the bubonic plague.
They really are serving like plague realness extravaganza on the runway tonight.
They need the vaccine.
They need the vaccine. All right, cheers. What was about to... puke.
They need the vaccine quick.
And then we need it immediately after. Those, honestly, I think they're still better than original peeps.
Really?
They're not great.
No.
They're very sweet. Oh my God, the smell. The smell is absolutely...
Okay, they actually smell amazing.
No? Totally amazing.
I'd eat a slice of that cake.
No, you wouldn't, because you just did. We hated it. I'm going to give these a 0.5.
So true.
Like
0.5.
They're not a 0, but they really are pretty close. Alrighty, next up, we have the Russell Stover raspberry cream covered in dark chocolate. I don't know why I got this, considering I don't like fruits and chocolate.
It sounds disgusting.
It sounds awful.
Oh, and it's one of these again, where it's like all weird and creamy, yeah, in the middle.
It's like a weird marshmallow in the center. Ugh.
It looks like cookies and cream.
But like with a little purple. Okay, here. Oh my God, I hate the smell of it.
Oh my God, ew. Okay. Cheers.
Ew. Back.
No.
Nor Cleor. Nor Cleor. What are you doing?
Oh, no, it's all over me. Oh my God. It's so gross.
It is so nasty. It is so bad. It is so bad.
I'm freaking out.
It is so bad. It is so bad.
What was that? Raspberry?
Raspberry. I'm trying to get marshmallow off my lip. Wouldn't come off. Oh God, I feel drunk. It's just a sugar rush. 0.
Zero. Negative
like zeros two. Across the board, and I have to go wash my hands.
Give me money back. I should wash my hands too, actually.
Pause.
All right. Next up, we have...
Who is this?
Who thought that this was an appropriate name for a candy company? Zitners.
Zitners?
Z-I-T-N-E-R apostrophe S. This is peanut butter, milk, chocolate, covered egg.
Oh. Okay, now that sounds good.
And this is the most fucked up egg I've ever seen. And that's what
that is... Booger left that in the yard this morning.
No, Booger literally left this in the yard this morning. All right.
Oh my god, the peanut butter? It looks so good.
One, two, three.
Oh my god. 10 out of 10. 10 out of 5.
76 out of 10.
Oh my god.
1776 out of 10. This is better than Reese's.
Oh my god, it tastes like a tag-along.
It does taste like a tag-along!
Oh my gosh, and it's just like melting.
It is just like melting, just like our ice caps.
Wow.
I could literally eat 10 more of those. I'm glad. No, I don't want the one that's squished between your fingers. That one was the best of the day.
Granted, I'm savoring it. I have like a chunk left in the back of my mouth. I don't want it to go.
All right, so you're also qualifying that as your favorite?
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
Come on, Zitland, or what was it?
Zitner. Zitner. Come to Zitland. next up, we have Cadbury Rainbow Mini Eggs Milk Chocolate with a crisp sugar shell. So I think this is like a Cadbury M&M.
What kind of woke shit is this?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Marjorie Taylor
Rainbow Green. Eggs.
There you go. They smell really good. Maybe.
Oh, wait. I love these that are, like, hard on the outside.
Okay.
Right, let's eat them.
Ooh. That was a crunch. I don't like these.
You don't?
It tastes like an M&M, and I don't like
flavor. Oh, I love it. It's like...
No.
I love licking all the dye off.
Oh, my God. Now it's a white egg. Humpty Dumpty's quaking. There was a big old crack in that.
Wow, the dye, yellow number 5, straight to my brain.
Oh, it feels so good. Those are a 1, you know?
I give him a 4.
A 4 is crazy. I am so sorry, he says as he spits it out.
I feel like the ratio, though, with that, between the M&M ratio of crunchy to, like...
No, I definitely liked how much more crunchy there was on those than an M&M.
No, I feel like there's less crunchy. Like, it's crunchy, but it's more chocolate in the middle. With M&M's, it's
I think it's more crunchy, but there is more chocolate in the center. This is a really riveting debate to be having publicly online. So please join us.
Are you guys enjoying this audio? This
public forum.
We are just talking in people's ears.
No, we are just literally not even talking, screaming.
How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. Oh, wait.
I was talking to the audience. Like, are you enjoying your commute?
That one's doing in the middle, but okay. All right. We do have technically another Russell Stover, which is a vanilla cream, but I'm going to return that one because my body physically.
They aren't good. They're so bad.
They're my body is saying Russell Stover, more like Russell's over because.
Get him.
I know I have a.
Wait, where? Come on.
There we go. Bow, 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 bow. Yeah, what a time.
Wow.
Okay, the last thing we have, and I really am having a hard time understanding how this is Easter, but there's like flowers and butterflies and pastels, and this was next to the Easter candy. And it is limited edition Lindt Lindor blueberries and cream.
Ooh.
Slay.
So the thing is, I love these Lindt like balls. Truffle balls.
Truffle balls. Is that what they are?
I don't know. I think they're just truffles, but I love them. However, I have never found one that I didn't like, and I don't want this to be the first. So
I've been loving like blueberry flavored things.
I do like blueberry though, so that's why I kind of have high hopes.
A little blueberry muffin vibe.
Ooh, if this is anything like a blueberry muffin.
Cheers.
Cheers. You trying to crack an egg?
Yeah, I was.
I love the little nipple part on these.
Like, oh my god, round. It is a little nipple.
I love it. I always look at it and go,
oh my god, I just plucked mine right out.
Oh! What? I did too! Nope. I just cut a giant hole into it.
Oh my god, the inside's like kind of blue.
Oh my god, the colors are gorgeous.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Ugh. It isn't that good, no.
I really actually actively hate that.
Yeah.
Like, it's not quite like the raspberry cream blueberry one that we had earlier. Oh. Like, it's not that bad, but I really question the authenticity of the blueberry.
It needs like a little crunch. It needs a little like, where's the crumble part? Where's
like an oat.
It's a graham cracker. Crust. Like a...
Yeah, wow. We let him have it.
We told them.
We told the you, was. Lint, wait, so, comma Lindor. I'm going to give that like a 2. I don't know why that has... Yeah, I'm just going to stick with 2.
I'm going to give that a 2, but this man on the back makes it a 3. He is working. He's so passionate about his craft.
Yeah, but this isn't that guy from TikTok that makes like elephants out of chocolate.
Who's that?
Oh, we have like a big rabbit hole to go down later.
Okay.
A
rabbit hole.
Oh my God, because Easter. Oh God, what wow. A fantastic way to wrap this up. That was our Easter candy taste test, so we could try the things that you don't have to. Someone can make that a sentence. Thank you so much to Andrew for being here. Sorry, my body is in rapid decline right now. And thank you, Justin and Sam, for always being here. Jake is in a meeting, so he could not make it today. But be sure to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like video episodes, those are up on youtube.com/Chris. And be sure to rate and review as always. And we will see you guys next time.
I had a great time.
I would say happy Easter, but again, I don't know when that is.
I had a great time being your guest. Thank you for having me. My name is Andrew Lau, and you can find me on Andrew Lau. Google
me. Bye.
That's it. Bye. We're done?
We're done.
All right. Have a good day. Bye. No, bye.
Wait, Sam's got to show her bunny.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Sam is showing us her bunny, and that isn't a euphemism.
Oh, wait. Let me see if I can find her. I don't know where she is.
Is this a real bunny?
Yeah, it's a real bunny. She has an actual bunny bed.
Do you have an air tag on it?
She's very scared. She didn't want me.
Oh, yo. Yeah, look.
Oh my God, it's a bunny. Oh my God, it's a bunny. Happy Easter. Again, I think we're like a month early, guys.
She's scared.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Bunny.
It looks like a dog. I'm just saying. I know it's a bunny, but.
Ow! Oh my God, she just freaked out. She just scratched me.
I'm sorry, Bunny and Sam.
Bye.